There we go, it's that. So, first of all, can you tell me who you are, what you do, and where you live as a little introduction?
Yeah. To start off. I'm Dave Corrie, and I'm self-employed. I do quite a number of different outdoor-related things. So, I'm a cycle tour guide in summer. I teach rock climbing at Penrith Leisure Centre, and I lay hedges in the winter, which is what I've just been doing today. And I also run forest school sessions, mainly for schools.
Yeah, that's very cool. Mm. That's a lot. So how long have you lived in, like, the Eden area?
Eden area. So we moved, we started living in Eden in 93. So what's that, 32 years, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is a long time. So what do you think brought you to Eden?
It was an accident.
Was it?
We were cycling, me and Jane. We were cycling from Portugal up to, and we were heading to Aviemore, because that's the last place we'd been working when we'd been in Britain. And we bumped into an old school friend.
Oh, wow.
Right? And she said, would you like to look after the cat and look after the flat for 2 weeks while she goes on holiday?
Yeah.
And by the time she came back, we'd found other friends and we'd found somewhere to stay, found some work, and we just never left.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Okay. That's the first story. What have you done while living in Eden?
My first job was injecting fish, injecting tiny little salmon down at Burnbanks, the fishery there. Then my next job after that was planting trees up at Greystoke Forest.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I was building a footpath with a team up Helvellyn.
Oh, Helvellyn, yeah.
Then after that, I became drystone waller. And I think after doing some furniture making, then I got a job with Newton Rigg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was an estate skills instructor, teaching people walling and hedging and bits of joinery. I did that for a while, and then taught at University of Cumbria, teaching green woodwork and practical forestry. And I've always done a little bits and bobs of self-employed stuff, some furniture making, some green wood workshops, sometimes at country fairs and shows. I've done plastering and other joinery. Yeah, traditional building, roofing, quite a lot of roofing recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's pretty much all outdoor stuff, and it's all self-employed now. So a bit of a jack of all trades.
Yeah, so a lot of jobs. So what would you say your favourite one is?
Ah, there isn't a favourite. No, the favourite is the aspect of it is that they all come to an end because they're seasonal.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm sick of one thing or it's starting to hurt my body, then the job changes and I get to use different muscles and, it's a different approach. So, yeah, I don't think there's any one favourite one.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's all very outdoorsy. So would you say you're a very outdoorsy guy?
Hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not, I've made some bad career moves, haven't I?
So what is your favourite thing about Eden?
My favourite thing about Eden is that it's really close to the Lake District, but it's not in the Lake District.
Yeah.
So we don't get bothered with anywhere near as much tourist traffic as the lakes.
Yeah, that's true.
But we've got really good access to the lakes, the rivers, the mountains, the forests, the rock climbing, you know, sailing. So lots of those sports which I enjoy. But Eden itself is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
You know, for cycling, for running, for walking, nice people, nice pubs.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's pretty laid back.
Yeah, it is. It's very laid back.
Mm.
Yeah, so what would you say your least favourite thing about it is? Do you have one?
Yeah, the weather.
Yeah.
I think if we had even halfway towards a Mediterranean climate in Eden, I think it would be rather crowded with tourists.
Yeah.
So the weather is a two-edged sword, you know. It's actually a bit of a pain sometimes, but it keeps away, you know, high numbers of people, which would otherwise, potentially spoil it.
Do you think we could do with more snow? Do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I actually skated. I did some wild skating on a pond where I was working. I'm laying a hedge up near Orton, and it's right next to a pond, and I skated on it just a week ago.
Cool. Mm.
But, you know, it might not be frozen for another 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, so a bit more snow and ice would be great fun.
Yeah, you could go skiing. You go skiing a lot, do you?
Yeah.
You went last year during Christmas.
We did. We went down to France, and I've skied in the lakes a few times, but, you know, not very successfully.
Yeah.
It's really rare that there's good conditions.
Yeah. We've not had proper good snowfall for, like, a long time.
No.
Not, like, deep enough.
No.
Yeah, very sad. I miss it. So, where would you say your favourite view is in Eden? It's a hard one.
Oh, it is really hard.
Yeah.
I think one of my favourite views is just from the top of Rosgill, you know, looking over the Bampton Valley, the Loud Valley, because it's so close. And what I love about it is that, you know, you can just about see a bit of Haweswater, you can see a valley, you can see the Lake District Fells, and I'm literally 2 minutes from home.
Yeah, it is really close, and it's such an easy drive, or even, like, just walk, and it's so close. It's a very good view. So, if you didn't live in Eden, where would you like to live, would you say?
Spain.
Spain. Have you lived there before?
I have lived.
Yeah. So what did you like about it?
I like Spain a lot. There's great food and drink, great weather. So I lived in the north, and it gets enough rain to stay green, and it doesn't get too hot, and it has mountains which are big enough that they still get seasons.
Yeah. I remember when we went to Spain, we climbed up. I'm not sure what mountain was it, but we stayed over on top of it, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice weather and, like, warm. So obviously you've lived abroad before, so tell me about those cultures and communities and how they're different from, like, what we have over here.
I think in Spain and Portugal, where I lived, it was a really rural part that I was staying in, and what was different about it, it was interesting to me because it felt like it was very much like Cumbria, except maybe going back 100 years. So there were, at the time I was living there, they were still ploughing with oxen, and everyone was eating food which had come from within about 2 miles of their home. You know, that would be 99% of everything they ate in their whole lives, you know.
Yeah.
So they're very, very self-sufficient. And the great thing about it was that it felt like the rest of the world could collapse because of end of capitalism or resource wars. But in actual fact, these little rural villages would just carry on, you know, oblivious, you know, with not much changing. Now, I think that's a bit of a myth in my own head. But nevertheless, it had enormous resilience against inflation and tax rises and all the other sort of things which seem to affect people badly in this country.
So which part of Spain did you live in?
In Spain it was in Asturias, which is the North Atlantic coast. And in Portugal it was up in the mountains just south of the River Douro, but inland, about maybe 60 miles inland. That was the Monte Muro mountains.
So did you live near your brother? Because obviously he lives...
No. I did. I lived with him in Spain, but in Portugal it's still maybe 300 miles away.
Oh, well.
But it's 300 slow miles. It wasn't 300 miles of straight motorway, so it was pretty much full day's travel together.
Yeah, well, it's... So did you see him a bit, or did you, like, not really see him much?
Yeah, now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be... I used to hitchhike a lot in those days, so it would be 2 days hitchhiking to get to my brother's.
Yeah.
Or on the motorbike, maybe. I'm trying to think if I did it in a day from his ever. Be a day or two from his.
Yeah.
A day's drive in a car.
So you go, like, travelling a lot. Do you, like, cycle and do, like, did you ever do canoeing and kayaking?
A little. I've done one trip ever.
Well.
Yeah, with your parents.
Yeah.
Down the Spey.
Yeah.
So we've done loads of day trips and things, but so that was canoeing down the Spey last year, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, looks really cool.
Cycling is my other really, enjoyable way of travelling. And the thing I've traveled most with is with my thumb, you know, but that was, you know, 20, 30 years ago, hitchhiked all over the place, all over, you know.
It's probably harder to do now. Cause...
I don't know. People have said that forever. They've always said that, oh, you can't do it nowadays. And I've always found that's wrong. Always found that you still can. And it might be that people don't pick you up as often as they used to, but then there's more traffic.
Yeah.
So true. I'll have to have another go.
Yeah.
I hitched last year in France and it was fine.
So do you like go on holidays a lot? Like,
no, not as much as I used to. We went to Romania last summer, me and Jane. We cycled for 3.5 weeks, just fairly randomly.
Yeah.
You know, just exploring. And that was great. I'm trying to think where we went before. Yeah, sometimes we do. We try to go skiing once a year, once every couple of years.
Yeah.
But we, you know, explore this country a little bit, up Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland's nice. It's a good place. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Any last things? I think that was all.
Was it?
I don't. Yeah, okay. I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, thank you so much.
That's all right. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you. Nice to learn about you.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about Eden?
Oh, I think it's a very nice place. Yeah.
Would you want to stay in Eden, or would you want to go and come back? Or
I'd probably go and come back. Then
good.
Like when I'm older, because it's a nice place for like lots of good places to go, like mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like probably go and then come back, just because living in a city can be nice.
Absolutely.
For when you're younger.
Yeah. A lot of excitement.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Cheers, Coco. It's been great.
Yeah. So I'll be getting that edited and then...